3BA's Ballarat Today.
This week, last night actually, I watched the final episode of Australian Story on the ABC. I've got it on my app and I'd just like to watch it that way. But the story was about Shanna Wan. Now, Shanna was very open, very raw about her life story and how she became an alcoholic. She was very upfront, and she's actually, for quite a number of years now, travelled around Australia talking about her story. But what she's been trying to do through her just newly accredited national charity, Sober in the Country, which started off actually as a blog, she's getting that message out to saying, look, we don't have to have a drink to go out and socialise or go to events. And she's targeting the rural areas, because out in the rural spots, you've got your stresses, you've got your crops not doing so well. There's no rain. There's a banker who wants to take your farm. There's no one to talk to for days on end. So a lot of people resort to a drink. So you've got to go check it out. You can see it on iView Australian Story. We'll put up the link on our website later. But earlier this morning, I spoke to Shanna Wan, who is the CEO of Sober in the Country. And let's face it, Shanna, Australia has that casual alcoholism, don't we?
Yeah, gosh, alcoholism, alcohol abuse, alcohol misuse, all of the above. It's it's a really, really fragile, precarious topic that I decided to take upon myself to bring into the spotlight. And lo and behold, it's going like wildfire because, as I've known, for the whole 5 years I've been working really hard on this project, I'm just one of endless thousands of people who struggle in this space, but I guess I'm the only one in the bush who decided to talk about it.
Well, I've spent plenty of time in the country as well, and I've seen basically everybody has a drink whenever you go out. There's an expectation to lift a beer up, and you're not joining in if you're not having a drink, and it is a lot of pressure, and it's difficult to go out and socialise if you don't have a beer or a wine.
Yeah, and look, the whole premise of Sober in the Country is a positive, very inclusive awareness campaign where our tagline is, we're just making it okay when a mate says no to a beer. We're not having a crack at our mates who love a beer. We're just educating people around how important it is that when somebody says no thank you, we've got to support them, because often there's a hell of a lot more at play in the background. And in the bush, and yeah, what you said before, by the way, Gareth, yeah, alcohol-related illness and injury and death are global. It's a global epidemic. The reason I specifically talk about the bush is that I'm a bush girl who nearly died from alcoholism 5 years ago. So this is what I know. I know these people and I know this conversation, and I'm very passionate about supporting, you know, others who are trapped in that fight. The unique sets of challenges to people who are remote or rural are really next level, because we don't really have services or support that are comprehensive enough to deal with the sheer burden of demand. And the people that I talk about and attempt to raise awareness around are the men and women who have agribusinesses or farms, or just live in the rural space and do not have the time or money to be able to just get the right service or support or go away to help. So they're kind of battling in private with very little in their corner.
Shanna, let's hear your story. You grew up in the bush and you also got work in the bush too.
Yeah, I grew up as a little feral bush kid on the, bareback on the back of a horse, jumping logs, and I had a very beautiful childhood. I loved it. I was a really, really happy kid. But after boarding school, which I did not like and didn't do well at all, I was pretty determined to go forth and be rebellious and get into the big wide world. And I just wanted to work with stock and with horses and, just be out in the big blue yonder. And, that first experience in the adult world for me didn't go well. I had a horrendous year, which involved, lots of awful things, including sexual assault and trauma. And that kind of set a bit of a I guess, a backstory as to where things went sideways for me from then onwards. And I don't speak about that for sympathy. It's a common story. I speak about it to highlight for other people that there's a very strong connection between trauma and addiction. And no one talks about that either.
Dealing with that trauma and trying to move on with your life, how did that drinking escalate?
It's really funny. A bit like alcohol recovery, right? One day at a time. It took, between Shanna as an 18-year-old wild, quote-unquote, party kid to Shanna, a raging suicidal alcoholic, age 38. It went from a couple of glasses to a couple of bottles, and it went from occasional drinking to blackout drinking. And all of that took time, but it began somewhere and it ended somewhere else. And I think, as I said on Australian Story, I actually, fair dinkum, didn't even think I could be an alcoholic because I didn't drink every day and I didn't drink during the day and I worked and I was successful. It's really funny. I never actually realised. This sounds so stupid to hear myself say that, but it was just so sneaky and insidious over such a long period of time. And one day I looked in the mirror and went, oh my God, you are legitimately going to die.
I think you had a saying in Australian Story, one drink is too many, but 100 is never enough.
Yes. Yeah. That's a comment you'll hear in lots of recovery circles, because that's the truth of what alcoholism can look like to an undiagnosed and untreated alcoholic. Society dismisses us as having a problem because we might look well-groomed and successful and whatnot, but a big red flag for people is exactly that. When they pick up a drink, they cannot stop. And that was me. I was a classic case of, that kind of drinker. It's like I could go without it, no problem. I could do a month or two even. But by God, as soon as I touched alcohol, it was like goodbye sane, kind, nice Shanna, and hello crazy, crazy, horrendous Shanna. I was a nightmare,
When you were buying your bottles of wine, you got to a point where you had that sort of awareness where you thought, you know what, people at the bottle shop might be looking at me a bit differently because I'm buying so many. So you went to different bottle shops, didn't you, just to manage that perception?
Yeah, absolutely, because no one wants to be an alcoholic. And even though I was still denying it in my mind, I knew what I was doing was not normal and I was very embarrassed and very ashamed. So, yeah, I used to rotate my bottle shops. I used to justify my purchases with a bit of a joke. All of the trademark things that alcoholics do, is nothing unique about what I did. It's a story as old as time. We sort of tell little white lies to cover our tracks, and we try and sort of feather our nests to make it look less humiliating and less real. Because we can't face the truth of what's happening. We live in a very, very strong state of denial, and that's also part of this disease. We kind of kid ourselves along the way, so it's not very pretty, that part of it. It's it's really sucky.
Now, you got a very supportive husband. He was there for you, but it was a real emotional test for him, because he was married to you, he wanted to be supportive, but you spiraled down literally staircases.
This is an area that's extremely fraught with complexities in itself, is what happens to the family members or spouses of someone in active alcoholism. Tim, in my opinion, is not actually normal. What he did is not normal. It was, as I said on the show, he would have had every right 10 times over to walk away from me. I was destroying him in the same way that I was destroying myself. But I don't know what he's sent from the angels with all sorts of strange, extraordinary superpowers, and he stood by me, which I don't even necessarily recommend is a wise course of action, because how do you explain it? Sometimes alcoholics just cause such extraordinary destruction that people they simply can't live with it, But Tim, for whatever reason, he somehow made it through. And people do ask me, they say, what would have happened had Tim not been by your side? And I know I'd be dead. I know that for sure. You know, I just, there's no way I could have cared for myself. So it's our philosophy here is that, and I know this is going to sound super cheesy, but we weren't able to have a family, and we're both pretty skilled people from the bush, and we just figure we were given a second chance and a miracle so that we could do literally exactly what we're doing now. So I don't know, we just feel really grateful for that. It sounds cheesy, but that's how we view this.
I think she's actually absolutely spot on. That's Shada Wan. She's the CEO of Sober in the Country, and she works very hard. You could see on an Australian Story, she's on a laptop at night. She's speaking to people, encouraging people. This morning, after seeing it last night, I literally got hold of a number, called her and said, you want to come on the show? Yep, mm-hmm. Absolutely. So she's constantly getting the message out there, and she's doing a lot of media now. So good on her. I see an Australian award coming up for her anytime soon. But she made some really good points.
How difficult must have been in to even take that stand in a remote community where often the centre of the community is the local pub, the footy club, whichever, that all need dollars over their bar to be sustainable. For her to be shining a light and in her own words saying, when I started to put on that the network of Alcoholics Anonymous or whatever she badged up, but no one coming, no one wants to wear the badge that was there. And yet I would imagine her story, if you looked under the surface, there'd be 3, 4, 5 similar stories within those same close-knit communities.
Absolutely. So we're going to put that interview on our website at 3ba.com.au. We'll get the links up there for Sober in the Country. There's a website there. And good on her. She's done
Remarkable story.
Remarkable things. We'll get the link for Australian Story. She's just got their way of being open, honest, and just not taking any edges off. It's all up front and an open book. Mm. It is 10 to 11, Ballarat Today.